Chapter 22. Mind Lag. August 12, 2018. 3 p.m. 30,000 feet above New South Wales. I looked through the airplane window and I couldn't believe my eyes when I recognized the route I had taken on my approach to Sydney. I grabbed my phone and took a picture of a distinctive section of the road that I had covered on day 32 of the walk. I covered 34 kilometers on that day, and I was on the road for 7 hours and 40 minutes. Remarkably close to my standard 7.5 hours of work per day. But looking down from my window, that full day of work, as a pilgrim, disappeared from my field of view in a matter of seconds. It felt as surreal as the moment I arrived at the Sydney Opera House. The plane then veered inland, and I lost sight of my pilgrimage route. Sydney and Melbourne are connected by a flight of just over 1 hour, and they are both in the Australian Eastern Standard Time Zone. It would be inexplicable to experience any sort of jet lag on such a short hop, but I did experience an acute sense of mind lag when I got home. Astoundingly, nothing relevant came up when I Googled mind lag, so I'll offer my very own definition of the term. Mind lag. Noun. The feeling experienced when the body seems to arrive before the mind. A symptom of jet lag is the struggle to stay awake or to fall asleep when one should be awake or asleep. In contrast, the symptoms of mind lag include a spinning sensation in the head and repeatedly saying either out loud or in one's mind, "I can't believe I'm here." After reuniting with my dusty backpack at the conveyor belt in the baggage reclaim area, I ditched my plans to take public transport to get home. Instead, I chose a scenic walk in hopes my mind would catch up to where my body now found itself. A sort of self-medicating mind lag treatment. When I eventually reached my front door, I received the enlightenment that hadn't arrived when I had taken my last step at the Opera House. Pilgrimages don't finish with the walk.